How are you, Mossy?
Well, to be fair, I'm just watching the replay. Did you just call that a shocking penalty?
I just hate the stutter step.
No, you did. You called it a shocking penalty.
What's the goalie doing, though? Like, look, he's unsure. He goes nowhere.
You know what?
Pick a side, mate. You're going left, you're going right, you stay in the same spot.
And Clarkey is our unofficial goalkeeping expert.
Mate!
Anyway, yeah.
I remember seeing Clarkey field in the slips, and he was like the Grey Wiggle.
Mate, I needed to pick a side. Don't worry, I went the wrong way regularly. He's right-handed, Michael, not left-handed, you idiot.
Yeah, look, I take that back, Mossy.
Clarkey, can you please give Mido an uppercut? Yeah. I've never seen a poor or a, what was the word? A poor penalty that hits the back of the net.
Mido doesn't like the little hot shoe shuffle, like it when they just tap it in. He wants to see power.
Yeah. Look,
when he was playing for United, he always went power with his goal taking.
Hey, played for United.
Was that Mudgee United?
Yeah.
Back at 75. Anyway.
So good.
Well, Brazil, I mean, the quarterfinals at this point, Mossy, I mean, you're looking at, well, provided Brazil obviously don't have a meltdown here, Brazil, Croatia after Croatia. What was going on in that shootout with Japan, by the way? But they just punch above their weight, don't they, the Croatians? They got there in the end.
They do. And what about Modric being substituted just before full time of extra time? So he wasn't there to take a penalty, which is just remarkable. And Japan, so for me, if you look at Japan losing on penalties, you look at Korea now 2-0 down to Brazil, that makes Australia the best performed, well, arguably, because people will still say that Australia lost to Argentina, but it makes us arguably the best performed Asian nation at this World Cup, which is quite remarkable. But there we just saw that disgusting penalty once again, Mido. But anyway, it hit the back of the net. It's been a remarkable World Cup.
Mossy, tell me about England. Like, I know we wind them up and they sing, it's coming home, blah, blah, blah. But watching them the other day, they've got to be a contender. They look brilliant.
I haven't been one of their fans, Clarkey, as you know. I've sort of, I didn't tip them before the tournament. I haven't tipped them through the group stage, but certainly they are growing into the tournament. I think a key point of last night's game was Harry Kane actually scoring. They've had a lot of goal scorers, but Harry Kane getting on the score sheet, I think, is a good sign going deeper in the tournament. They're now through to the last stage of the tournament, and to have him and obviously Raheem Sterling went home. Now, I believe that what happened was that his house back in England was robbed. With his partner and kids in the house. That's why he didn't play in that game, which is horrific. And I hope that him and his family are okay. But I knew it had to be something pretty serious for him not to play in a World Cup game like that. But England got through convincingly, and they're now looking quite good. They're looking like they're starting to oil the machine.
But they're going to take on France, Mossy, and France have been playing some good footy.
They have, Loz. I still think this World Cup will go down to Brazil, Argentina or France. I think one of those three will lift the cup at the end of it. It's been a wonderful tournament. Well, seriously, the football and the results and the upsets and everything that's happened in this tournament from a football perspective has been first class. Mbappe, I think, will go down as the player of the tournament, provided they continue to go on the trajectory they're on. He's unstoppable. The two goals he scored last night were freakish, and he really didn't raise a sweat doing it. He's an incredible footballer. Saw him live, obviously. Having seen Mbappe, Ronaldo and Messi, Dembele, obviously Christian Eriksen, all live and very close to the action, these guys are a completely different level. They are incredible. I've lost superlatives, to be honest.
This won't shock you, Mossy, but back home, you're looking at the papers today and you just see praise everywhere for Graham Arnold, and now everyone's, sort of looking to the future and what everything's going to look like in the Socceroos setup. And Dean our man, Bulldog. He's got an exclusive today saying how Graham Arnold's in demand elsewhere as his camp awaits any offer from Football Australia, but apparently he wants to remain Socceroos coach. Bulldog writes, and also writes that a source had no doubt that James Johnson had met with John Aloisi pre the World Cup as well. So it seems what is clear here is Football Australia can't dither in putting an offer to Graham Arnold because he would probably go elsewhere if the offers come, which they sound like they are, and they're going to pretty quickly.
Well, I can say that I've literally just got back to my apartment from having a couple of post-World Cup beers with Arnie and his wife Sarah and my wife Penny. We had some good discussions, but nothing specific about where the future lies. It was more about how the World Cup went and just my pride in him as a mate and a former assistant of his in how he's now wrested control of his career back into his own hands. And, you know, he's gone to a whole new level, and that's what World Cups can do. And that's the fickle nature of professional sport, as you all know. Results dictate whether you have control or whether you're at the hands of others. And, you know, I've always said, and I'll stand by this, two things. I always knew he was the right person to take us, the right coach to take us, get us to the World Cup and take us through the World Cup. That's proven. And, you know, the performances of the Socceroos and, mate, incredible. We're at a hotel and a guy by the name of George Valdano was there. Now, he was an Argentine legend back in the 80s. And I went over and shook his hand. I said, I'll come over there having a beer with Graham Arnold, the Socceroos coach. And straight away, he jumped up and wanted to come over and meet Arnie. And he said, the performance against Argentina, unbelievable. The only difference was Messi. So don't take my word for it. Take Valdano's word for it. That's where he now stands, and that's what World Cups do for players and for coaches. So where he ends up, who knows? But certainly I don't think Australian football will understand just what they had until Arnie has left the Australian game, if that's the way it goes. If it doesn't, then they'll keep on to a diamond. But I think the public perception of Arnie has definitely changed through this World Cup.
When you look at the squad, Mossy, and what it did at this World Cup, and where it possibly could be in 4 years' time, does it look as though we're going to have a stronger team?
Absolutely, Loz. I think that's a great point, mate. Again, what I just said about World Cups and what it does for players and for coaches, if you perform, you're on the world stage. And the number of scouts I've seen from all over the world and been introduced to or been pointed out to through the tournament is frightening. It's not called the world game for nothing. And, I think there's a raft of players that are due for a big move on the back of their performances. You know, I think of the likes of Matty Ryan, I think Harry Suter, Kai Rolls, Bage, Mitchell Duke, even Jackson Irvine. We know that Quall's going to Newcastle. Where he goes on loan, we're not sure yet. But if you just think about those names that I've just mentioned there, just without even thinking too hard about it, if all those players get moves off the back of this tournament to big clubs in big leagues, we're going to be in a much better place in 4 years' time. And I think bringing those, accelerating the development of those players from the Oli Roos, from Tokyo through to the Socceroos, going to the Olympic Games, through to the Socceroos and now World Cup, it's got to stand us in good stead. But how we capitalise as a game, I think, is critical. We've got to turn the live sites around Australia that have just packed out these live sites. We've got to turn a percentage of them. We're not going to turn all of them into A-League fans, but the A-League has shown that there's enough quality players in there to go to a World Cup and be really competitive. So it's exciting times for the game.
And just speaking on young talent, I saw a story that, 19-year-old Christian Volpato, of course, declined the offer to be part of the World Cup squad. He actually watched the Socceroos lost to Argentina at the Fan Zone in Darling Harbour. And you do wonder, as his allegiance is up in the air, playing for Roma, of course, in Serie A, you do wonder the impact watching the Socceroos might have had on him and whether there is a chance that he ends up offering his services to the Socceroos, Mossy.
Yeah, that's right. 100%, Mido. And also a penny for Tom Rogic's thoughts. You know, he missed out on his squad, and at the peak of his powers, he's one of our best players. There's no doubt about that. Trent Sainsbury was over here. I sat with him through some of the games, and you know, it was hurting. It was hurting Sains not to be involved in his squad. So, you know, what this performance at this World does, and don't get me wrong, Arnie and the coaching staff and the players were gutted about that loss to Argentina because they could feel it, they could smell it, that we were in with a shot when we came back to 2-1 and you look at the chances for Bajic and Kuol, and we could have snatched something and gone to extra time. I think physically we were coming over the top of them. But those players who were sitting back watching it, surely that drives them to be part of the next World Cup. Volpato obviously has to make a decision between Italy and Australia, but our performances would certainly have strengthened the case to play for Australia.
Mossy, if Arnie was to walk away, who's your pick for the next coach? Who's the right person at this time to take over?
Clark, it's such a huge question. If I'm a coach, and if you think of Aussies, you think probably Popovic, you think Muscat, you think Aloisi.
Yep.
Personally, if I was a coach in their position at their stage of their career, I wouldn't take the Socceroos job because I don't think it's a role for a young coach at their stage of their career. Probably Popovic is best placed, given that he's done the A-League, he's been overseas and come back to the A-League. But you know, it's a job that is not predominantly a coaching job. It's more a management job where you're managing between, and you get the players in for a couple of days for World Cup qualifiers or Asian Cup or World Cup, but you're not coaching day to day. So it's a job for an older coach. So given that, I would say probably Popovic is best placed if we're going Australian. Otherwise, they may look overseas. But again, I think Arnie's in the driver's seat now. You know, the performances, how the players played for him, the messages coming out of the dressing room. For me, it's his to knock back, but it depends on where FFA goes.
Do you think, are you of the belief that the Australian or the Socceroos need an Australian coach? I think this is quite mixed around all sports where you've got this thing where you think, well, you need to have grown up in that country, or you need to know the culture or the beliefs or the values, or are you open to the best candidate for the job, no matter where you're from, should be taking this job?
Well, I always say I think it should go to the best candidate, but I think Australia has got enough quality candidates to not have to go foreign. And I think, you know, having said what I've just said about the stage of the careers that Popovic, Aloisi, Muscat are at, I just think, you know, I'm not sure Australia understands the quality of coaches that we've got at our disposal at the moment. And the A-League plays a huge role. If you think of Ange Postecoglou, you know, he cut his teeth in the old National League and then the A-League. Arnie has come through the A-League. Muscat, Popovic, Aloisi, all through the A-League. So that the country has enough quality not to go external. But there's two sides to the story. You know, do you take it at that stage of your career if you're one of those young coaches? And he's come back at the age of, I think he was 55 when he took the job. And, you know, he's at a good stage of his career to take that job and now maybe launch himself overseas or take it for another 4 years. For a young coach, I'm not so sure.
Well, Mossy, when's the flight home again?
This time tomorrow night. You know, I'm finally coming home, mate.
Ah, beautiful.
With my wife and my son, Nate. But it's been an unbelievable 2.5 weeks. And from a World Cup perspective, Clarky Loz, honestly, I know Qatar's got its issues, around human rights and all that stuff. But the World Cup in isolation has been a magnificent tournament, and it shows no signs of abating until the final is won and done on the 18th of December. So I look forward to coming home and watching the rivet from our TV set in Cromer on the Northern Beaches.
Love it, mate. Well, we appreciate you talking to us every day and keeping us updated from over there, mate. And safe trip home.
It's a real privilege, mate. See you at the other end.